Out of Sight by Viscosity Breakdown. I'm in the studio here with Frank and Devin from Viscosity Breakdown.
Hey, Missoula.
Howdy.
What's up, Larry?
I guess I'm okay. I'm just kind of hanging out at KBGA here to cover in the afternoon show. This is supposed to be sports talk normally at this time slot.
Oh, we could talk sports.
Yeah, I know. Who's going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Ravens.
I would wager to say that it will be a football team, at least one, if not two.
Baltimore Ravens.
You think the Ravens are going? I don't think anybody's getting past the Patriots in the AFC.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Are the Ravens AFC or NFC?
I believe AFC.
I think they're AFC.
All right.
I think it's going to be the Pats and the Rams.
Pats and the Rams.
Yeah, perhaps.
That's your sports talk.
Exactly. This is just, we're just screwing with the minds of people who are just tuning in right now. Let's talk about Viscosity Breakdown.
Okay.
How about we talk about songwriting a little bit? Like that last song, Out of Sight, who wrote that song?
That was me, Frank.
Okay. And what kind of process did you go through to write the song? Do you sit around, you know, with a Casio and a Casio tone and come up with like little riffs and then transfer them over to your electric guitar, or how does it work?
I do have a Casio, but I use my acoustic guitar mainly.
Is that a Casio acoustic guitar?
No, right now I have a Martin.
Okay.
It's really sweet.
Frank's all about the Casio.
It could be better.
Really.
Martin Casio. I think he's some porn star.
Yeah, that last one was the title track off the album, and we get a little bit of flack about having it last. Little beknownst to me, it's something I didn't think about. When you do radio play, Larry told me this, put your title track at the beginning so they can cue it up and play it. But the reason we put that last...
I didn't say put the title track at the beginning so we can cue it up. I said put numbers on it so we know which track it is.
Well, you said Government Mule wasn't a blues band, so I don't know.
Indeed,
what to think
I did.
About you.
Hey, Frank, the blues show is not coming up for another hour and 18 minutes, so let's hold off on the Government Mule deal.
Government Mule.
I get calls every time.
Yeah, that last track ends out pretty strong, so that's why we put it at the end. Most of the stuff on the album is... it's real, I don't know if you'd say eclectic, but it's really genre non-specific, you might say. There's a lot of different stuff on there.
We have rock, we have hard rock, we have classic rock.
Jazz rock.
Straight up rock. Yeah, we got some jazz.
We got a little bit of light rock, not much.
Instrumental rock.
A little instrumental rock. We got some horn stuff going on there.
I've heard the instrumental tune's really good on your disc.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it. Pretty happy with it.
All right, Frank, do you like your vocals on the instrumental tune?
Yeah, they're much better than the rest of the album.
Cool. No, but really, as far as songwriting goes, like, how does it work for you? I mean, I write songs myself. I know there's a lot of people who write songs, and I do know that everybody has kind of a different process. So I'm wondering what the process might be for you. Morning or night? How's it work for you, Frank?
Just whenever I can be by myself, which isn't very often, but I don't like to... subject other people to me and my process, because there'll be a lot of howling and screaming.
It's really fun.
Cursing.
It's fun when you're coming up with the melody and it's, you know, you're varying it wildly and it's not actually in tune and stuff. Is that what you're talking about, where you don't want to subject anybody to that?
It goes through a lot of changes. I'll come up with something that's really cool and I'll bring it to the band. And then they'll be like, well, what do you want me to play? And I wouldn't have thought of that yet, so I'll have to go back and figure out what they're going to play. And then if it doesn't work with what I'm doing, or maybe they'll just come up with something on the spot, and I'll be like, that's cool, but it doesn't work with what I'm doing, so I have to change.
So that's interesting. Actually, what you're saying is that the actual arranging of the song by the band, are you considering that part of the songwriting process?
Without a doubt.
Everybody helps out.
Well, yeah, it's been interesting, and I feel very fortunate to have been playing with a group of people long enough to really get comfortable with them. It makes the whole process so much easier. I mean, when we started, especially this album, part of the reason it's kind of all over the place is we all had our own ideas of how songs should be written, how they should sound, what instrumental parts go where, but, you know, basically overall sound. And when we started working together, we really had to kind of... work with each other and feel each other out, see how it was going to work when it went down on tape. And now, after doing one album and going out and doing, you know, quite a few live shows, we're really getting a good process together. We have most of the material for the next album all ready to go. Hopefully get back in the studio next month and And it just goes a lot quicker when you're with a group of people you're real comfortable with and you start feeling out each other's style.
Very interesting. So since the band is so involved in the actual tunes, I'm interested. You've got your acoustic guitars there. So what you're going to play for us in a couple of minutes is different, obviously, than what the band sounds like. So
it's a whole different song.
Right, exactly. Oh, you're saying it's a whole different song, but in
fact... Well, it's not, but it is.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, is that maybe when you write the song, there is something, you know, regardless of the band, do you feel like a song stands on its own, just like lyrics and melody, regardless of what instruments are playing?
Yeah.
Or do you feel
it has to.
Well, it depends. I write songs sometimes that, you know, I can sit there with an acoustic guitar on the couch and pick out parts, but until I get together with the other people and actually put a bass and a guitar and a set of drums to it, I have no idea how the actual arrangement's going to work, how it's going to sound, you know, how it's going to work out.
But then can you transfer the song back to your acoustic guitar when you're sitting on the couch, and will it hold up as a song?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah, there are tunes that require a full band.
If you're talking hard rock, which we've got some hard rock kicking on this next album, No. I mean, I can't sit on the couch and crank it up. I mean, I can. Wah! I can scream my head off all day long, but it's just not going to have the same effect.
Well, the screaming's not really part of the song. The screaming is just the, you know, the presentation of the song. Yes?
Interesting. Isn't presentation part of the song?
No. Because when you copyright a song, you're not copyrighting the presentation unless you're actually copyrighting, you know, the CD as itself.
Are you talking about, like... Dave Matthews having a bunch of people that sound like him, and that's okay because they sound like him, and that's just presentation.
Yeah, I wasn't actually thinking about Dave Matthews at all, but
you're always thinking about Dave Matthews.
Well, I love Dave Matthews.
I told you guys not to mention my Dave Matthews fixation.
So get a little fetish kicking, you know.
Anyway,
Anyway, as far as songs standing on their own, writing on acoustic guitars, the one we're gonna play for you is basically was written an acoustic guitar song. And can very much stand on its own. That's part of the reason we chose it for this, but it is going to appear on the next album. It's one of, and we're really excited about it. It sounds really good. It's obviously going to be a little bit, you know, heavier. It's obviously going to have some other stuff going on in the background. Maybe some drums, maybe some bass.
All right, let's hear it. What's it called?